It makes sense to be able to, you take the remote head and you put it, on your dining room table with the PW1 remote head, and there you go. It's a convenience thing, but it's also it could be a necessity thing where, it's the beginning of a remote, station, but you're right, the connectivity between them has to be something, I don't know. I'll be honest, I'm not super knowledgeable about how some of that stuff works. Oh, I get the idea, the 480 that you have with the, interface device between the head unit and the main unit, can be an internet connection, and as long as the internet connection is stable and robust and reliable and fast, then, I think you're right. They're trying to get into that market, the various solid-state remote amps, all aftermarket stuff that interface well with the Anon and with the Flex and things. The K4, the Allcraft K4 is like that. That's a SDR level, two radios in one box. That's highly remotable, also a very expensive radio. So I'm going to do it. I'll read up on it. I'll see what it does and what it doesn't do, and form an opinion. But it's not going to be on my desk.